Having a rough time is not fun at all. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. In Psalm 55, David was having a rough time. David lifts his voice in prayer because his enemies oppress him. This type of prayer is called an individual lament that some scholars conclude is disjointed in structure because of the intense emotion of the author. The palace is in an uproar, and there is trouble in the land. On one day, he'd like to get away from it all. And wouldn't we all like to get away from it all? He says, if I could spread my wings, if I could take a vacation from my iPad, iPods, iPhones, emails, text messages, cell phone calls, faxes, letters, with the escapometer running. And some of us do. Well, not physically, but emotionally, we check out. We disconnect, distance ourselves from people, places, and things, family, spouses, and friends, coworkers, supervisors. We do whatever we can to divert our attention from the task at hand. The key to his change of heart is found in the last verse of this psalm. For David, as well as you and me, it's verse 23. But as for me, I trust in you. Having a rough time? Then trust in the Lord who loves you too much to leave you the way you are. As good and great and marvelous, exciting, smart, cute, stupendous, brilliant, and bright you are, all of us could stand to do better. I do better, you do better, all God's children do better. God could have left David on the hillside keeping his daddy's sheep, but he had something better. God could have left him as a singer of songs and a composer of hymns, but God had something better. God could have contented David with being a musician and an expert on animal husbandry, but God had something better. God loved David so much that God wanted to develop his full potential, and in order to do that, he had to put David into positions where he was challenged to make choices and decisions. Now, sometimes David chose right and sometimes he chose wrong. But it was in the choosing that he grew beyond his present capacity. The Lord took him from the pastor and elevated him to the palace, took him from last place to the victory podium, from being the end of the family line to the king of all Israel, from humble beginnings to a noble ending. But along the way, David, with a changed heart, a changed mind, changed direction and purpose, put down his shepherd's rod and picked up his scepter, dealt with the difficulties of the palace and the battlefield, learned how to handle a sword, deal with giants, drop something, and pick something else up. David trusted God who loved him and could see in him what he hadn't seen in himself. Loved him too much to let him settle for less. So here's your question today, beloved. Can you trust the God who loves you so much not to leave you the way you are? Loves you so much not to leave you alone? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Trust the Lord who has a good future in mind.